Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Tuesday morning, so we are talking about getting healed. And we've been talking about forgiving ourselves. So hopefully we'll be looking to finish that this week and move on to some more pleasant things. We all need to go through the process of learning how to forgive. It's something that is now our nature, but it is something we need to learn how to implement in our lives. We are going to run up against people with other beliefs, so the more we've experienced some of these things, rather than just having learned about them, the more we are going to be able to not only enter that place of rest, but stay there. If you want to move forward in some of these things we've been discussing, if you need to review, of course, we have the archives here on Blog Talk Radio. But also, we do have our three-book series available. And you can go to the website at wecanprepare.org and go under store. And that series is available through that, through PayPal. Now, you don't have to be a PayPal user or sign up for an account. Just use that particular option. It's going to be on the left on the page. And that way, you don't have to use PayPal to use a debit card or a credit card. If you're like me, you want to sign up for as few things as possible, and they have made that possible. So we've been talking about forgiving ourselves. And hopefully you've been spending time with the Lord for Him to teach you how to do that. Now, some of us, as we learn to forgive ourselves, it's going to be not only a one-time freeing experience, but it's going to change the way we look at ourselves and our expectations of our future, and perhaps, hopefully, the way we are allowing others to treat us as well. When you can experience the freedom that comes from having those wounds healed, the change of our own perception and the change of our perception of how God sees us can have long-reaching effects. We begin to see how we have been colored our perception and our actions and our decisions have been colored by our past wounds. And we don't think, okay, I've been wounded in the past, I'm not going to let this happen to me again. It's much subtler than that. That's why it takes work to really get at the root, and then once that wound is healed, see what other approaches, what other mechanisms, what other beliefs have been built up around those wounds. Just as in our physical body, when we have an injury or a wound, we protect it while it heals. Well, many of our wounds we've not allowed to be healed, and so we've done nothing but build up protection. But now that it's been healed, we don't need that protection anymore. And now that that protection is not protecting your wound, it's just keeping you from being energized and enlivened by God in that area. And of course, he's not going to allow that. So what may have been protection at one point in time is now no longer nothing more than a hindrance. So he's going to want to deal with you about that as well. So it's just something you learn how to do. So we've been talking about the how-tos of forgiving ourselves. And you've written a list of things as the Lord brings them to your mind. And as you do that, I suspect at least some of those have been healed just by allowing the Lord to bring them to the surface. And again, what we're talking about forgiveness is not even necessarily something that you did that was wrong, that hurt you, but anything that you did that there were consequences in which you hurt yourself. So it's really not even necessarily a judgment call. It's about, did you do something that caused you pain? Caused you embarrassment, caused you regret that you look back at and you go, you know, I made the wrong choice there. Well, those are not things God wants you carrying through your life. And so he wants you healed of those because those are all based on a lie. And when we believe a lie, it keeps us from receiving truth in that area. And in our little example there, it's, you know, I made a decision that I regret. The lie is, you'll never be able to get over it. Or, you know, you were stupid for making that decision. But God's truth, and this is something he wants to speak to you directly. He knows what your situation was and is, and he wants you to receive life and the actual truth for your particular situation. But it could go something along the lines of, you know, you didn't make that decision, I made it for you. Or you did the best you could. Or this was not a decision for you to be making anyway. But you allow him to speak his truth into that situation, into your life. So then you were addressing yourself, and we're just going to go through that step-by-step process. You address yourself and be very specific in those situations. You have a page set aside for each one of these situations, and you're going to describe in detail and go through the process once and for all. But you're going to keep the paper because you'll need to be reminded that this has already been dealt with. It hurt when I. So, for instance, if I was going through this process, I would address myself as Diane. It hurt when I made this decision. And it made me feel disappointed in myself. Now, the next line is, I had thought that I would, and then you fill in the blank, or I would have, if it's in the past tense. For instance, it had made me feel disappointed in myself, perhaps I had thought that I would have made a better decision than that. So fill in that blank. So I thought, when you think back on that situation, what was it that you think you should have or could have done differently? Be very specific. And you may have several things down. You may have a perception that there were multiple options and you picked the worst or one of the worst. So write them down. What would you or could you or should you have done looking back instead of what you did? And then the next line is, so I started to believe that. So I started to believe that. And then you write in your new beliefs. What, because of the choices you made, what beliefs followed? So in my situation, I had thought that I would make a better decision than that. So I started to believe that I couldn't trust my judgment. Okay? This is what we want to find out is in the physical realm, a correlation would be, say you were in an accident, and even after you have a cast, you break your leg, you have a cast on your leg, but you find out that even after that cast is removed, you have a limp. Okay? So it may not be, you know, and it may not even be noticeable to anybody else, but you feel it, and you recognize that you have a limp there. And what you start to believe is that this will never heal, I'll never be normal, I'll never be able to play sports, I'll always have this limp. Now, this is how it affects us in the physical realm, but it's similar in the soulical realm. That if we leave these things, if we leave these lies unattended, even if we know better, even if we know the truth, they can hinder our freedom. They can hinder our being able to accept God's truth in that area. So we don't want to settle for living with a limp. We also, there's this concept out there in Christian circles that to be proud of your scars. You know, this is where I've been wounded, but God has healed me. When God heals us, He doesn't leave scars. Scars are an indication of a healed wound. But when God heals the wound, there is nothing left. There is no scar tissue. Because He doesn't do it just in our present day. He also goes back and makes it as if it never happened. So He doesn't just make it all better now. He undoes. He unwinds. He reverses the effects that we had from that decision, from that wound. So if you still have scars, and many are proud of their scars, but all that is an indicator is that there's still a healing that needs to be done. That God isn't finished with that yet. I don't know about you, but if you have any scars, what you'll find is there's no feeling there. That's part of what scar tissue is the nerves in that area have been desensitized. The larger the scar, the more the desensitization. So that's an area in your physical body that doesn't have feeling. And it may be very small, but that's one of the characteristics of that scar tissue. Well, likewise in our soul. if we have the thought that we are carrying around scars, even from a place that God has healed us, it's an area then that we're accepting that we don't have the sensitivity. We don't have the ability to respond or react when touched in that area. We are accepting that that particular area in our lives is to be treated differently in any way you choose, but differently than areas in our lives that were not wounded. So we are partitioning ourselves. Now, what's God's goal for you? He wants you whole, complete, entire, one. One in Him, one in yourself, spirit, soul, and body. So if you are accepting the lie that it's okay to have scars, that's not God's viewpoint. And whose beliefs are going to have to change? Not His. And He's not going to settle for you living with scars. Because again, you're compartmentalizing. You're saying this side is done. This part of my life, this wounded area. It may have, again, received partial healing. But if there's even still a scar there, it's not received complete healing. God still wants to do a further work in that area. So go through this process and pursue God. Lord, I don't want this area in my life to be unavailable to You, to be insensitive, to be off limits, or to be separate in any way from the rest of me. I want to be complete, entire, and whole. Now, in your mind, you may not even be able to agree with that. Doesn't matter. In your spirit, which is who you truly are, you've already agreed with God that this is what needs to be done. Okay? There's nothing that God is doing in your life that you haven't signed on for. And there's nothing interfering with His purpose and plan in your life. We get off track, we get anxious, we get stressed out because we have misbeliefs. We believe that our enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil, are more powerful than God, or at least as powerful. And we have this notion that God can't intervene in our way, in our lives, whatever way He chooses. And that's just absolutely not true. He's either God or He's not. And to try to explain what goes on in our lives and in this world, we've come up with theories. But that's all they are. They don't stand up to testing. They don't stand up to scrutiny. They don't stand up to the objective light of God's nature. But you know what? He does want you to challenge Him with that. Why do bad things happen to good people? We demand an answer. We want to understand. And in some cases, God does explain how this works. But in others, I believe it's in Habakkuk, the conclusion is, does not the judge of all judge rightly? That we don't always know His full and entire plan. Now, we do in our spirit. But He's not under any obligation to explain to you why or how He's doing something. This is where we get back to some of the difficulties in dependence. So if you're going to depend on him to give you his strength and his life, we also depend on him to provide for us what we need information-wise when we need it, and not necessarily just because we want it. So go through this process. I had thought that I would make a better decision. So I started to believe that I couldn't trust my own judgment. And let the Lord speak to you what you should put into those blanks for each one of those situations. And you may have a specific instance that keeps coming to mind. And you may need to draw out different sequences and go through this for the same instance, for the same memory, for the same wound. Because there may be multiple layers of lies attached to that. This is another reason we want you to go ahead and keep this exercise. Because as we talked about so many times, where you believe a lie, you are vulnerable to your enemies. And you need to be confirmed, you need to be able to confirm to yourself quickly and objectively that that wound has been healed. Now, if it keeps on coming up, what do we always do with everything, with anything? Lord, is that you? What do you want me to do here? How do you want me to respond? Is this something I need to pay attention to? You know, that's about the full weight of our responsibility. Being able to learn how to turn to him and hear his voice. And he'll take it from there. That's his desire for you. So you know that as you put in your time and attention in order to learn how to do that, you're doing exactly your primary purpose. You're doing the best thing you can for yourself and for God's projects that he has assigned you, to give him the time and attention to learn how to hear him, that he fine-tunes your senses. He draws you to himself. You simply make yourself available. He is proving himself trustworthy, not just telling you to trust him. So let him be the God. Let him bring these things to the surface and settle them. He has plenty for your future that is exciting and satisfying, that you don't need to be bogged down by the past. It's okay to let go of it. It's okay to put those things to rest. That's not who you are. Sometimes we hate letting go of our misery because it's become a good friend. We've made decisions throughout our life because of our past, because of our decisions. And so to let go of those things, we may feel we don't have anything left. Well, give God an opportunity to reveal who you are in your soul. And through that, he will reveal to you who you are in your spirit. He has a bright future for you, and it starts right now. these chunks of time that we have called days. You know, Lord, what are we going to do today? And each day becomes an adventure. Each hour, each moment, each phone call, as we begin to learn in the present and look forward to the future with gratitude for the past. Because just as he is not going to allow you to live with wounds in your soul, he's not going to let you live stretched into the past, the present, and future, but have all your time summed up into eternal life. So we have to have no restrictions in our future and no restrictions in our past and no restrictions in our present. No hindrances, no lies. Boy, he's got his work cut out for him, doesn't he? But he's doing a quick work in us. And there's nothing holding you back from enjoying that quick work. Just give him the time. So go through that process. I had thought that I would, so I started to believe that. And this is where we go from something that happened to how we feel to our belief system. For instance, you know, if we put things a little different way, I had thought that I would, because I'm a Christian, not behave that way. So I started to believe that I wasn't a Christian, or that you could never love me. And you get very specific about what it is that, what belief system you come out with, so that I believe that no one could love me. And what we do is when we find out what we really believe, that may really explain some of our current behavior patterns. And rather than putting in all our time and effort to change our behavior, we instead change the lies that caused the behavior to begin with. We may still have to change our behavior habits today, but that's all they are now, is habits. There's no life behind them. We're no longer trying to hide things by our behavior. So from there, go through those last two steps. And then consider this. You can either write it out or play this podcast. I had thought that I would fill in the blank, so I started to believe that, fill in the blank. But I now recognize that despite my feelings and beliefs, I am now a forgiving person by my new birth. And I forgive myself for doing or saying things that hurt me. I realize it is not my responsibility for meeting my needs for love, acceptance, and value. Yet I also accept that I love, accept, and value myself unconditionally. I release myself from unconditionally being accountable to explain why I did what I did. So you're releasing yourself from justifying yourself. Then again, address yourself. Because I am loved, valued, and honored by my Father, I also make myself vulnerable to hurt myself again, giving myself the freedom to make mistakes and to respond according to the life that is now flowing through me. I am not accountable to me, and I don't expect or need me to change. Then sign it and date it. We'll go over this briefly again, just to tie up any loose ends, next week. But really take some time to allow the Lord to bring these things up, to heal them, to show you where the lies have led to misbeliefs, and then let Him set you free, moving forward, free to make mistakes, free to hurt yourself again, because you now know how to go to the Lord to get healed. And boom, it's done, you move on to the next thing. Thanks so much for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. We'll be getting back together again on Thursday at 7:30. Have a great week.